Welcome back to the COO Next Door with R.L. Fleming. And of course, you guys know that's me. This is season 3, and I am so excited to be back with you discussing all things business. Let's listen to today's guest. Well, guys, welcome back to another show. We want to welcome Thomas Kelly with Creative Souls Printing. Hey.
Hey.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
Very good. Very good. I'm glad to have you on the show. I love to get to know more about Creative Souls Printing.
Well, thank you.
See how you've been doing during 2020 for sure. So tell us how you got started. Well, first tell us about Thomas Kelly and then tell us about how you got started in business.
So about me, I'm not going to say I was born and raised in Nashville. I was raised in Nashville. I was born in Germany, but I was only there about 9 months. So I don't really count that.
It's okay.
Both my parents were in the Air Force, so that's how that came about. So as far as me, I was raised in Nashville, been here all my life, graduated from high school, 2003 academic high school, so very proud of that. Mm-hmm. I tried my hand at college several times. I've been to several different ones.
None of them were right.
No, even went to school online and had a different degree, and I just realized, you know, school's not for me. I just kept trying and trying. And even when I was younger, straight out of high school, I always liked to work and be hands-on. So it really was just like, you know, I want to have a degree, but I just don't think, you know, that's for me. But my parents have always told me I've been the type to be a go-getter, be creative. I've always wanted to be in different fields as far as trying different things and being active. Mm-hmm. And that's just what I do. And I just enjoy working with others. Even in the careers that I've had, I worked in fast food, I've worked in call centers, and now I work in retail. So I just enjoy working with people in general. My family, very, very close. Family is very, very important to me. With this year, everything going on, I don't get to see them as much. I like music. I like to sing. Nothing professional, but I do like to sing. You know, free time, bowling.
All of that self-care. So that's good stuff.
Yeah.
You need it because your business is really thriving. So talk to us about what made you start Creative Souls Printing.
So I'm very active in church, and I've been very active as far as creating different programs for them, whether it's for different events like, you know, pastor's anniversary or Christmas programs. And a lot of times I would do the church anniversary program. Now that one was the biggest that I would design. It had about 40 pages in it. So it was a very big program that we did annually. I would do the youth day program. And then even outside of church, I like to entertain myself. So like if I'm having a party for my birthday or an event that I might be having, I would design flyers and invitations. Mm-hmm. So it would just come to the point where I was always designing different things, more so on the side. Mm-hmm. But I just had a revelation. It was last June when we were planning for the youth day program. And I was designing the program, but I had a printer. They had a printer that was scheduled to do the printing and couldn't. So at the last minute, I'm trying to find out, okay, well, where can I get this printed? Because the deadline is coming up. I just had this vision from God and was like, well, Thomas, you know, you've been designing them all this time and the church would pay. Like they would pay somebody to print it. Thomas got nothing for designing it. They would cut a check for the printer. So it was all this aha moment, like, okay, Thomas, you can do all of this. And even my dad was like, I've been trying to tell you, you should do this.
You're leaving money on the table.
Yeah. because he knew the church is going to pay.
Right.
So I was like, yeah, I could do this. So it was at that point I went out to Best Buy, bought me a printer, and I sat at home and designed the youth day program. Now that program was a little smaller. It's just a little 4-page booklet, but I was able to design it, printed it over the weekend and got it ready. I was like, okay. So that was my first official project with Creative Souls Printing with myself. And my church family has always been supportive. They're some of my biggest fans, and I really appreciate that. It was just from there, that was in August. Well, that was July, August is when I officially started to go into business. So my date I look at is officially starting is August 21st, 2019. That's when I got the business license.
Okay.
So I was like, okay, you can do this. And from there, it went pretty fast for me last year because that was right before Christmas. Mm-hmm. And, you know, people are asking for Christmas cards. Mm-hmm. I did a personalized planners and calendars. So there was a lot coming at me, and I really had no plan. I just was like, I have this printing business. I design, I print. So as people would ask me, can you do this? Can you do this? I'm just like, okay, sure. Let me try this. Let me try that. So it was a lot coming. And then we go into 2020, and I had to revamp and say, okay, well, even though I was in business for a short period of time in 2019, what worked well? What did I like? What did I not like? Mm-hmm. So I really had the chance to evaluate, okay, let's actually get a plan together. Mm-hmm. So I'm still not there 100%, but 2020 was much better than 2019.
And that's always a plus. You want it to be better, even if it's just a little bit better, but be better each year. So that's good. That's good. And so what do you like best about printing?
What I like best is seeing the different designs because I pride myself on being unique. And when I work with the client, I listen and get ideas from them as far as, you know, what are you looking for? Do you have specific texture wanting to use, different pictures you want to use, and just put everything together, put everything together to make something unique for that individual. Seeing the finished product and the different design is what I really enjoy. Part of my brand focuses on working with other small businesses. So I really, really enjoy doing that and networking with others. So that's a big reason why I go out to different events, network with different vendors, whether I'm a vendor myself or I'm just there to network with others. I just really enjoy doing that and meeting new people and helping them grow their brand. Because when I help them, it also helps me as well. So I just really enjoy working together.
Right. That's nice. And so talk about the products, not all of them, because I know you have quite a few products you offer, but talk about a few of your products so people really understand what all you print.
Oh, wow. You're right. It is a lot. So I do the basics like business cards, banners, postcards, flyers. I do a lot of labels for people because other businesses, you know, want to market their products, whether it's body butters or candles or whatever it may be. So I'm making, I just recently partnered with a guy in Murfreesboro who has, he sells coffee. So I've started making the labels for his coffee bags, which is exciting. I do those, we do yard signs, car magnets. A lot of it is just branding. It's at the end of the year. So people are asking me for planners and calendars. Remember when we talked about learning from 2019?
Yes.
I learned that planners are not one of my favorite things to do. So those are by request because putting together a whole planner, I don't go just online and find a generic planner. I have to, because they just don't work for me. I tried that and I was like, you know what? None of these just really work for me. So I had to, from scratch, put together a planner and include different pages in there that I felt like would work for my customers. And then everybody has a custom front and back cover, of course, to make it personalized and unique to them. But I found out that was very time consuming. And when you're doing everything, it's like, okay, I don't really like this. I can by request. And I've been having some people ask me for them. And I'm just like, well, honestly, I haven't even put together a 2021 planner because I just haven't thought to do it.
And that's okay, because we all have things in our businesses where we're like, ugh, I got to do that thing. And so, you know, finding a way to get around it, or like you do, you don't offer it often, but when mm-hmm. people request it, you do accomplish it. And so there are so many planner options in the world. I don't even know how anyone wraps their brain around what they want in it. By the time you're done, it's like 400 pages because I'm going to want everything. So, but good. That's good. And so you do the event banners. I'm not sure. Did you say you do event banners?
Mm-hmm. And like the retractable ones. So you see, those are very popular mm-hmm. with people, because when you go to an event, you want to make your brand stand out. You want your name to be known. So you don't want to have just a lame table or exhibit. Yeah. It's like, you need to have the banner. You have to have business cards. And whether you have like a flyer or a postcard that has your products and services offered, just, you know, a quick handout for other people. Mm-hmm. So just things like that, people always come to me for those services so that I can help them with that as well.
Yeah. And that's good that you have experience in it, so you know what they need. Mm-hmm. Because I know you work with small business owners, and so sometimes they don't know what they need. So right. Talk to the small business owners about, okay, you're going to an event. What would they need from you?
Business cards are number one. People think because it's 2020 and everybody's on social media that this business cards are extinct. And that's just truly not the case, mm-hmm. Because everybody's not on social media. There's different age groups, and depending on who you're marketing, you mm-hmm. need to still have that physical business card, because you're, I don't want to say older clientele, but people that enjoy seeing the physical product and having that in hand are not going to ask you, well, what's your social media? They're not scrolling all day looking at Facebook and Instagram and Pinterest mm-hmm. or what may. They want to have your contact information. And that was one thing that I had to learn as well, because I'm very big on texting, and I do not like to talk on the phone. So, but I actually have a business phone line. I have a business, mm-hmm. It's a separate phone account all together where people can actually call me. And I have to remember, you know, Thomas, this is a business, so people actually want to talk to you. I personally prefer text, email. That's my, but everybody, you know, everybody's not like that. They want to talk to you. So running a business, you have to be able to accommodate everyone if you want to grow and be successful.
Right.
So business cards are a must. Of course, there's different designs, different ways you can do it. So I'm always talking to somebody when they ask recommendations, what type of paper choice I recommend, or what type mm-hmm. of design I recommend for you. Because depending on what your business is, you still want to stand out.
Right. Right.
A simple banner, I'd recommend that. If it's within your budget, I would recommend a retractable banner, because those are pretty popular, and I tend to be affordable. Mm-hmm. So I would encourage, but even you can get a table banner, you know, because mm-hmm. mm-hmm. at the event you have a table, and you can get a simple 2x4, 2x6 banner just to go across the front of it with a nice tablecloth to make that look nice. And always some type of takeaway. Like I said, if it's a postcard, a flyer, you want to leave your customers or potential customers something to remember you by, because you're going to have that conversation. But if it's an event and there are tons and tons of vendors, they're not going to remember you unless you were personal with them. You know, you had a product that they really were engaged with, and they're going to go home and have this handout and be like, okay, I remember talking to so-and-so about their candles, and they can look on there and see what you offer. And you have to think, when you go to events, you only have a certain amount of time to really draw someone in to mm-hmm. your product or service. So if you can leave them with something, that's even going to be better.
Yeah. That's good. Yeah, I remember you saying that before, and I said, well, that's a package right there.
Yes,
because if I just need to click it.
Corner to corner.
And so, guys, one of the things that I love so much about Thomas is that things are customizable. And so if you can see this, or if you're just listening, it's basically a thank you card, which was so amazing because the paper of it spelled out my name. And so it's a cutout. And I don't know what it's officially called, but I thought it was just the best, most amazing thing in my world. Because my name, I'm going to keep this card, probably laminate it, you know, because it has my name spelled out in it. And so those types of things are the types of things you can get from Thomas. And I'll let him talk a little bit about that and some of the other more unique things that he has.
Sure. So I enjoyed making that. I really focus on personal items, and that's what makes me stand out from someone mm-hmm. else. Because when you go to Staples or Vistaprint, you're not going to find something like that. Mm-hmm. So I'm not going to say I offer consultations, but before we go through the order process, I do speak to people as far as what it is that you're, what are you looking for, you know, mm-hmm. and they'll say, well, can you do this or can you do that? And I might say yes or no, but I might also suggest something else mm-hmm. to make it stand out and not look just plain Jane, you know, like right. the card there. I really enjoyed making that because, like you said, it was personal. Mm-hmm. That was for my corner to corner team, the leaders, you know, I really appreciate it. And I just didn't want to give a generic thank you card. So mm-hmm. I just wanted to put each of y'all's names on there. I'd never done it before, but I said, you know what, let me try this. And it worked.
Yeah. It turned out amazing. Like, it's sturdy. It's not. So, you know, sometimes people are like, oh, it's just a piece of paper. No, it's not a piece of paper. I mean, it is, but it's not just your average piece of paper. And then for, you know, just the touch of putting my name on it, I thought, even when I opened it, I was like, oh, wait, I like that. And so you're going to always remember Creative Souls Printing because of the unique things that are offered and the customization of your packages that you can get, that clients can get from you. So let's talk about COVID a little bit. How you doing?
Well, on a business sense, COVID actually helped me. Mm-hmm. Because this was the year for a lot of people to either start their business or reevaluate their business and see mm-hmm. what they needed, where they needed to grow. Mm-hmm. It was time. People had mm-hmm. time this year.
Yes. Yes. If they took it.
Yes. Yes. Instead of going to events and being mm-hmm. out with others, you're in home. You were like, well, what can I do? Putting plans together, your marketing. So I had a lot of people reach out to me that needed the marketing materials, that needed the labels, the banners, the business cards, mm-hmm. all of that. It was different. And I stay busy. Plus I have a full-time job that mm-hmm. I still work. And I never really took a break from mm-hmm. life until, because all of this hit around March, April, mm-hmm. and at my job, they furloughed 20 plus employees, and there were only three of us, mm-hmm. just the supervisors that were left to work. So for 5 weeks, it was three of us and a doctor. So pretty much four people running a whole business for 5 weeks.
Wow.
It was a lot. It was a lot on us because we are used to having 23 to 25 employees, mm-hmm. and when you have three people doing the work of 20 plus, it was a lot. It was tiresome. Mm-hmm. It was an adjustment for all of us, and we were working really hard to bring back the employees they had furloughed, mm-hmm. but it was a lot on our bodies at that time. And I really didn't get any rest. So even when they brought everybody back, we're like, okay, now we can rest. No, they come out with a policy that says no vacations until months later. Right. So still couldn't take any break. Yeah. They were like, we're bringing everybody back, but you still can't take a vacation. So I didn't get a vacation until either September or October mm-hmm. is when I was able to take a week off. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. But you know, I still have my business, so I focused a lot of time on my business. So I appreciate 2020 in the sense that it allowed others to open their eyes to their business because it kept me busy.
Yeah.
And I was able to grow. I'm still growing, and I really do appreciate the opportunities that God has given me this year, mm-hmm. because even in my business, I've done some things that were different from last year mm-hmm. and created some new projects out of this situation. So it's been a great year for me.
That's great. And so I'm going to touch on two things you said. One, let's talk about corporate America. Anybody that's trying to decide to start their business, man, when you're told you can't take off, regardless, no off. Ooh, that's a hard blow. I mean, I felt it, and it wasn't even me. I was like, ooh.
Yep.
But what I mean, in those situations, what do? You work there, you got to go. And so to anybody that's wondering, should they make the leap? Take the leap, but make a plan to take the leap. But definitely working for yourself, you're able to adjust your time. You're able to work your schedules. And so y'all have heard me always talk about my Fridays. I don't work on Friday. Don't call. I don't care which client you are. I don't work on Fridays because that's family Friday. And so we just, that's just how I set my schedule up. And so my family always knows they can catch me on Friday for whatever needs they have. But you know, get your business going, guys. You know, I've seen a lot of businesses start in 2020 because we've run the academy twice this year, and people got businesses up off the ground during a pandemic where some were closing. Right. So don't hesitate. Take the steps, one foot forward every day, and you'll get up and going. Any advice to how someone could get going?
One thing I will say, I read this somewhere. It was just a quick meme on social media, and I found it to be 100% true. For people that do still work in corporate America, you use that job and that time to fund your business.
Yes.
So that has really, really helped, because if you plan it out, you can take your regular paycheck that you're getting and you're going to use some of that money for startup costs. And it definitely helps you know, you have to do that first before you can just say, I'm going to leave this job and work full time. But if you have no plan, you haven't set aside any money, that's not going to work. Use that money. Like, you know, you're working hard and it can be tiresome. It can be a lot on you, but it has its benefits when it comes to funding your business.
Yeah. And so you can make a plan to pay for one thing per month until you were ready. But in the meantime, in doing that, the one thing I try to make sure people understand is that you need to save some money so that you have some money in reserves so that when you do step out, you have this savings you can depend on as you build your business. I know some people, so like me, I didn't think about it. Hey, I got laid off. But thankfully, I was the type of person to save money. And so I used my savings to fund my first year of business. And so it was an amazing thing, because otherwise, what would I have done? I don't know.
Right.
And so having that plan and then saying, okay, what are we going to do? And really thinking through, what do I need to pay for? What can I do for myself? And so now I'm at a point where I can finally pay for marketing, and I'm so excited. So in the beginning, I couldn't, but I didn't like social media. So I didn't get as far with my brand as I could have. But now I'm seeing a lot more, you know, with the marketing, because I'm letting somebody that's what they do that. And so let's talk about, let's see, which way do I want to go? So what's your plan for 2021?
2021, my plan is to get a plan. And
You can call me.
And I always think about you because you're good with processes. And I have to figure out, my biggest goal is to be able to have a work-life balance, pretty much, because the way I operate now, it's not healthy. Even outside of my full-time job, I'm up till 2, 3, 4 o'clock in the morning on a daily basis, doing things for my business. And then I'll wake up in the morning, depending on my work schedule, I have to be up at anywhere between 7 to 10 o'clock to get ready for work. You know, you go to work, you come home, you do the same thing. I'm always telling, it's 8 o'clock at night and I'm telling somebody I'm taking a nap. And they're like, a nap? Yeah, I'll be back up about midnight. And, you know, that's just not good.
Right. So, but it can really be effective if you're planning it that way. So you're going to put all the work in, and that works too. Put all the work in up front. The first year or two, I'm going to bust it out till 3, 4 in the morning. That third year, we're not doing that no more. But, you know, it's how people set your life up. And with you having a job, it's kind of, these are my work hours.
And honestly, what I really plan to do is, I have some resources that I've gotten. I'm at the point now where somebody might say, well, you know, what do you want for a gift? And there's a business book that I want. And I'm at that point where I need something for my business. I don't want things personally. I'm trying to grow Creative Souls Printing. So I part of my plan is to actually go back to the book we got in the academy and go back to chapter one and review that, because it, you know, it's a great program, but it doesn't end there. And we don't really touch on every single thing during the program. And you have to take some accountability on yourself and be able to review that and make sure that everything is in place. And I really haven't done that. It's so I need to go back to that resource. And that's on my plan. So I'm going to focus on that, because I need to really have a plan for marketing. I need to have a plan when we talk about the budgeting and the finances on that aspect. I haven't kept track of my finances since February, I believe, which is really bad. So
y'all can't see my face, but I must know he gonna get a spanking.
It's awful. In the next few weeks, come January, I'm gonna be looking at 2020 like, oh my goodness, I have to keep track of all these finances, and it's gonna rack my brain. I know that. And you know, part of me, when we talked about when I was in class, was my pricing, my price point. It took me months to understand that. I've actually gotten to a point now where I have a master price sheet, and it is phenomenal. I enjoy it, where somebody will ask me, you know, how much do you charge for this? And I can just go straight to it.
Yeah.
And say, here we go.
Yes. But you got there. And so some stuff doesn't happen overnight, especially if you're not a numbers person. Right. I'm just a numbers geek. So it's just that thing I love. But there's other parts, like the marketing. Ooh, buddy. I'm approaching 2 years in March of 2021, and I'm just now figuring out, oh, I better call somebody else. You know, things take time, but as long as you get it, once you get it, you got it. And so the same thing with your finances. So taxes are going to come up, and you're going to need to know all of that. But that's good. And then, so that's good for others to hear, because sometimes we beat ourselves up for not knowing or not doing, when in fact it's okay, but let's get it done. How can you get it done? How do we dive into it? We got to put it on our schedule. So to you, what I'll say is, I did a 3-hour meeting yesterday with one of, not from your class, but another young lady from the last class we did, to go back over the book. We took 3 hours and broke it down. So if you think about it being 3 hours for the whole book, just divide it up for yourself. Take 30 minutes a night while you're up at 3 a.m. and hit a chapter.
Yeah.
And figure that chapter out. Yeah.
Make sure that I've hit everything I need to. I know I need to go to the chapter where we talked about, when is it time to hire someone? Because being in small business, you know, you're doing everything yourself. And I'm one of those people that is very specific as far as the products that I put out, especially when it has my name on it. Creative Souls Printing is Thomas Kelly. So I have to make sure things look a certain way before I present it to someone. So I'm in that stage where I'm nervous about bringing someone in, because I don't want to be that person that is all on you. You know, I want to give you some space, but I have to be able to trust you and train you the correct way to make sure I don't have to overlook every single thing.
Yeah. So, and that'll take time. So, you know, back from my previous employer, how to do that. You've had the management training to understand how to get somebody where you need them, and quick, because you know our goals were quick turnaround goals. So, but you'll get there because you're a good instructor. So you'll get somebody, even if you get somebody off Fiverr for the interim. Maybe they just do your admin stuff, your paperwork stuff. Maybe they just do your financial books.
I'm definitely paying somebody for that. Here, put all this together.
Right. And so, you know, even calling the bookkeeper that came to class, I think
Shandaria, she's one of my good friends.
Talk to us about 2021. If you look into 2021, forgetting the things that you haven't done, what are your plans for 2021? What are you going to add, new products? Or what are you going to do, knowing that COVID is not going anywhere? How are you going to plan to help your clients?
Well, definitely, I am looking into bringing some new products. I do want to start with the packages as far as having, it's not going to be called good, better, best, but it will be three different packages that I'm thinking mm-hmm. about right now to include the business cards, banners, labels, whatever it might be that will suit my clients. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to be putting those packages together. Also, I'm looking into bringing in tablecloths. That's going to be a new product as well. Yeah. Because when we talked about vendor events. So I look at, if I were at an event, what all would I like to have? Mm-hmm. And even when I go to events, because of my business, I'm not going to say I critique other people, but I do notice, well, what would I do differently? Or what would I recommend that you mm-hmm. get? Because I try to recommend products without seeming like I need to get a sale. But mm-hmm. I've noticed that even when I give somebody my business card, a lot of times the first thing they say is, I need you. And they'll mention as far as what it is they're looking for. And I'm like, well, I'm glad I met you because I can help you with that.
Yeah, yeah.
So, you know, people go to events and they'll have a tablecloth and it's just blank. Mm-hmm. So it's like, you know, that's something simple you can always have. It's washable. Mm-hmm. Tablecloths are great. Yeah. There's something else I would like to really get into. I'm going to wait to say that because I need to make sure I can do it. But it's another marketing tool. And if I can do this, trust me, it's going to change a lot.
That'll be good. That'll be good though.
Yes. So if I can do this thing, it would be something for the spring, summer. And mm-hmm. I'm like, okay, you know, people, I watch YouTube videos and I'm like, okay, this is how you do this. So I'm going to work on that. Another uh-huh. branding tool that would change the vendor world there. Just got to get to a good price point to make sure that it's beneficial for everyone. Mm-hmm. What else? As far as new products, I'm looking into getting into mugs. Mm-hmm. Hopefully I can get into mugs and pens as well. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I've researched doing pens, but I just feel like if I were to charge someone for pens, I think my price point, when I look at the materials and the time to do it, it might be more than other competitors. Mm-hmm. So I've mm-hmm. kind of held off on that because it's the price point.
Right.
So, but I feel like if I were to include that in a package, mm-hmm. then it would be beneficial to me. So yeah. I'm looking at that as well. There, because I didn't get that vacation I needed way back in April, I have a printer and some equipment that I still have in the box since April.
Oh,
that yeah. I have, yes, so that I have not been able to open and use. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So I have to get the time to play with that because I have the pens, I have the tools for it, the mugs. I just haven't used it.
Yeah, yeah. I think what's interesting with the different printers that are available, like now you're able to cut wood and print on metal and print on leather. All that stuff is just like, wow, you don't even have to order it anymore. Mm-hmm. You know, well, you have to order this printer, but for somebody like you, if you had the machine, then people could call you and say, hey, I got this stuff. I need to get this stuff printed for weddings and stuff. And so it opens you up. And so hopefully you'll get to open up your printer and get in there and dig around and play a little bit.
Yes, that's on the 2021 plan too. I need to utilize this other printer. I have two that I use now and that's my third one. And it's just been sitting in a box. So I'm like, I've got to open this up here.
Right. And so because you work full time, do you plan to ever go full time entrepreneur instead of full time corporate and part time business?
So that's a great question. I have thought about different scenarios. Mm-hmm. Originally, and this is the way that I would prefer to lean, is I've been in my current job 9 years. It was 9 years, November the 7th. Mm-hmm. So 2021 will make it 10 years that I've been at the same job. Mm-hmm. My original goal is to leave after 10 years.
Okay.
But I would actually leave in February of 2022.
That's a plan, right?
Yeah, and then I'll leave. And that's one plan. And then as I was talking to another one of my business mentors, he suggested that I continue to stay at my current job because I'm making a great salary there, but I would be able to train someone or pay someone to actually run the business for me while I'm at work. So essentially I'm getting two paychecks. But as you stated earlier, one of the big perks of having your own business and working for yourself is the schedule. So that would be my thing. I'm trying to get to a point where I can combine the two and maybe work one or two days at my job. Because if I stay there part-time, I still won't have that salary. But I would still be able to get the benefits of that. Right. And I would be at the point where I could say, okay, I will work for you these days, these hours. We will continue to do both of them. I just need to reevaluate where I am a year from now when we hit that 10-year mark.
And so I think either one is a good plan, either one of the three, just depends on how you feel about it. So as long as you're planning for...
I get full-time benefits now, and I've kind of looked into different options when you are self-employed as far as what your benefits are. I'm not fully understanding what the cost is on that, but I would have to evaluate that as well to make sure I still have benefits, but they would be coming out of my pocket versus the employer.
I'm going to tell you it's expensive. That's all I'm going to say. So... unless they about to create something really new. Okay. And that's because I had a family when I looked. And I thought, this is crazy bananas. But it's stuff that we need. So, just deciding what's best. So what other words of wisdom or advice would you give a new entrepreneur or someone that's already in business?
As far as a new entrepreneur, I would definitely say go for it. If you have the idea, if it's something that you're passionate about, that's number one. I see posts all the time where somebody might say, well, I'm thinking about starting a business. What should I do? And it's like, that's not something somebody else can answer for you. What do you like to do? What are you passionate about? And then you find out how to make that happen, even if it's small, you're going to have some supporter. Somebody has put it in your head that you should do this, and somebody's going to support you in the beginning. It might not be a whole lot of people, but you can look to those people as far as, testing out products, testing out the services that you've got. And just if it's something you want to do, you should do it. If you start small, it's okay to fail because you have time to reevaluate what worked well, what didn't work, and try it again. I would definitely say go for it. That was something I had to learn. And I would also say, whether it's a new entrepreneur or existing, one thing I had to learn, and I say this too, is it's okay to say no. I had to learn that because you want to, especially starting out, you want to please everyone, but you can't. It's a lot on you. And then you have to realize, well, what is your specialty? Like, I know I offer a lot of different products and services, but there's even times where I tell somebody no. Like in the beginning, I used to say, well, let me see what I can do. Let me research it. And then I'll tell you yes or no. I don't do that anymore. People ask me all the time. They see the word printing and they say, do you do shirts? No, I don't do shirts. It's not something I tell somebody I'm going to look into. I'm not doing it. I'm not.
Right.
If I do shirts, I might, let's reevaluate this after I've been in business for about 3 years, see where I am. I know several people who make shirts. I can always refer you to somebody to get a shirt, but Creative Souls Printing does not do shirt. If you can wear it, I don't do it. So it's okay to say no.
Right, because then you'll go off on this whole tangent and miss.
Yeah, or you're doing so much, and we look at quantity over quality, and that's
right. So tell everyone where they can find you. How can they get in touch? How can they place an order?
Sure. So you can go to my website. It's www.creativesoulsprinting.com. Also, I'm on Instagram, creative_souls_printing, Facebook, Creative Souls Printing. I'm around, trust me, you can find me.
And if you didn't get,
I can help whatever you need. I can help with the design. We can talk about what packages, what services you might need. If you don't know, I can recommend some things to you. We can create a personal package, not a problem at all.
Right. And guys, don't forget, because all of the information for how to reach Thomas will be in the description box. So just make sure to click the link to get to Creative Souls Printing and work with Thomas, who is amazing to work with. And so he'll help you get your custom designs or whatever your needs are met through your printing.
Yep, I'm here.
So it's been amazing talking to you. This was great.
It was.
Yeah. Wasn't that an amazing show? So much good information. Thanks for joining me, RL, with the COO Next Door. Remember that you can join our mailing list at www.thrlfleminggroup.com/podcast. I'm RL Fleming, and I'll talk to you soon. I'm gonna tell you no matter.